Welcome to Get Real. Dave Jones here, your host for tonight. The topic, transgenderism, removing God from youth culture. So this whole idea of transgenderism, you know, it's crazy. It's in the news all over the place. It's even affecting some local schools here in the WGRC listening area. But this whole idea that you can change your gender, this whole idea that if you were a girl and you believe you are a boy, you feel like a boy, then you can change your gender to be a boy. And vice versa, if you're a boy and you believe you're really meant to be a girl, you can change your gender and become a girl. First of all, let me just say this emphatically and right up front, two things. One, I believe that is totally contrary to God's word and against his will. Therefore, it is a sin. Secondly, it's impossible to do. You can't do it. Here's the thing. People go through all this trauma, and it is trauma. You go through surgeries. I mean, if you really carry this thing all the way at teenager, and I know teenagers are doing it. Teenagers are in the news doing this, and you may even know somebody. You may even be struggling with this. But people go to the extreme. They go through all these surgeries. They take hormones, whatever the case may be, to change their sex, and it doesn't work. It doesn't happen. All you're doing is changing the costume. All you're doing is changing the outer looks. Because here's the truth. You take a DNA sample from a transgender person, and the DNA is going to come up with whatever sex they were born with. You cannot change yourself. It can't happen. It's just changing the costume. Changing your gender is no different than me changing my clothes from day to day. I put on a different set of clothes, but I am still Dave Jones. It doesn't matter. So we need to understand that this whole idea of transgenderism is nothing but a tool of Satan. It's a tool of the world, and all it does is cause problems. Nobody is truly happy. If somebody says, oh, I transgendered and I'm happy, no, they are lying. Teenager, you need to take a stand, and you need to speak out for the truth. As a believer, as a Christian teenager, you have a commitment to the truth. You have a responsibility to share the truth. Now, you have to do it in love. You have to do it in love. That's the other part of the commandment. We are to share the truth in love, but you must stand up for the truth. And I hear this argument all the time. Well, that's the way society is today. It doesn't matter. Society is wrong. We need to take a stand. So as teenagers encounter transgenderism in some way, maybe they themselves, maybe you are struggling with it. Maybe you are being told you must accept it. Maybe you are being told you have to use showers or the bathrooms with transgender students. Let me tell you what, teenager, you need to take a stand. Do not accept this idea that it's normal and then it's acceptable, because it's not. Listen, you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, says, God made male and female. He made male and female all the way through, from the brain all the way to the physical characteristics and everything in between, the blood, the organs, everything. God made people all male. He made them all female. There isn't this mix. And you can't change that because of the way that you feel, the way that you identify. You can't do that. God created male and he created female. You see, the problem is this is a way to just cover up other sin. This is a way to do whatever you want to do morally. And the world manipulates you as teenagers. You are the target. You are the target because the world knows that in a few short years, you're going to grow up and be an adult, and you're going to be the lawmakers. You're going to be the business owners. You're going to be the professionals, and they want to target you. You are going to the college campuses. And I heard the other day a statistic that really all the world's leaders are going to pass through college campuses for the most part. And that's why the world wants to target you now as a teenager, because the world knows that one of these days you're going to be the world leaders. And so the world wants to pass off their worldly agenda to you as a teenager, because you are the future world leaders. Teenager, you need to take a stand. You're being targeted by the world. You need to stand at the truth of God's words. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, we see that God knew you in the womb. He set you apart. God knew who you were. It was no surprise to God that you came out male. No surprise to God that you came out female. That's who God meant for you to be. So this whole idea, oh, I'm a guy physically, but I feel like a female, just doesn't work. Or this whole idea, well, I'm a female physically, but I really know that I'm a guy. It just doesn't work. We were created completely separate. There's no question. There's no question who you are. So teenager, do not accept this lie. Do not accept this lie that you must accept transgenderism. Don't accept the lie. Now, as I stated before, you do need to counter this with love. You don't hate people that are going through transgender issues, because obviously there's something that they're dealing with. There's something emotionally disturbing in these teenagers' lives, and you should be able to walk up to them. You should be able to interact with them, and you should be able to share the truth in love. Don't cause greater hurt by throwing scripture upside their head and smacking them in the head, but you should share the truth, the love of God's word. Show them what real love is like. Real love is not accepting transgenderism. That's not real love, because that's not showing them the truth. Teenager, you show a transgender student truth by show them love rather by going up and sharing the truth. Sharing the truth. Well, teenager, our time is just about up tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before I wrap this thought up, I do want to give a shout out to the students of Walnut Street Christian School there in Avis. Had the chance to speak in their chapels this past Friday, so thank you so much. Always enjoy hanging out with students. Well, as we close up this thought on transgenderism, teenager, I encourage you, go to your mom and dad, go to your youth pastor, especially if you have any questions whatsoever. You say, Dave, I'm not bothered by that. I'm not even thinking about that. It's not even on my radar. I still encourage you, go talk to your parents, a youth leader, trusted adult that you know is grounded in Christianity, because teenager, you will be confronted with it at some point. And if you are that student struggling with either transgender issues yourself, or you know someone that is and you're not really sure what to do, I want you to understand this. You know, the whole gay and lesbian agenda, they have, you know, these long initials, this acronym, LGBTQ, you know, they have all those letters. Well, the Q is for questioning. The Q is people questioning their gender. They're not sure. Teenager, you don't have to question. You don't have to question who you are. We already saw in the book of Genesis, God made male and female. We already saw in the book of Jeremiah, God knew who you were before you were born. And yes, teenager, that means you. Your identity should be found in Jesus Christ. And when you can claim your identity in Jesus Christ, there is no Q, there is no question. You know who you are. Live like a child of the King. Do what He's called you to do. Live a life that is pleasing to Him, and watch your life be blessed. But teenager, you must take a stand. You must speak up for the truth. You must do it in love. And when you do so, your life and the lives of those around you will be changed. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I pray that you have a God-blessed week.